Journal Entry 40. Joshua and his gang were wonderful hosts. The dinner was excellent. I am so glad that I am not a vegetarian, because the steak I ate was heaven. I don't even feel guilty about the cow that once was. Well, maybe a little guilty, but not enough to want to save the next cow that might end up on my plate. The evening outdoors was also excellent. It was a perfect evening. The stars seemed so bright, brighter than usual, and the weather was gorgeous. People surrounded the campfires in groups of about 20. The Spurs had some very interesting stories to tell. Some of them were very funny. I like these people. They are polite and they make me laugh. They do talk a little funny, but you get used to it. I am really hoping they stay around for a while, because I find Joshua cute, and he doesn't have a girlfriend. For a brief moment, I thought he had a girlfriend, but it turned out just to be a sister. I actually don't think I have a chance, but I can always hope. I want the Spurs to hang around because they add something different to this community, and they have a very large supply of beef. I'm not sure how long they plan to stay or if they might decide to homestead here. Homestead is a very funny word. The Spurs say many funny words. I find the way they talk appealing. I'm not sure why. The night lasted into the early morning hours. Most people fell asleep where they were sitting. A few of them couldn't have walked home if they wanted to. Their Spurs also have a large supply of alcohol on hand. Joshua said it was for special occasions, and last night was a special occasion. Maddie,